Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
All righty. Well, good morning, everybody. This is your host, Vance Rogers, and welcome to another amazing edition of Saturday AM Live. We have got a wonderful guest who is going to be sharing his life journey, especially his journey with Niken and what has taken place in his life. Gary Reed is with us this morning, and Gary is actually your middle name, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And so what does the J stand for?
Well, that was the big question I always got when in grammar school. Or not grammar school, yeah, when I was a kid growing up. They always wanted to know, what's this J stand for, Gary? I never would tell them.
Well, it can remain a secret as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's okay. No, my first name is Jarve, J-A-R-V-E.
Okay, okay, now I understand why you go by Gary. Well, that'll work. That's kind
of... Because too many people think the J is an H.
Uh-huh, I gotcha. Well, Gary, the topic of today's call is basically your life story for the last 31 years. I was thinking about this last night, and I don't know if that's an anniversary that you really celebrate so much of being diagnosed with this life-altering condition back in August of 1980, but you came around the sun one more time 2 months ago now, 2 months ago today. But you had a pretty active life in the military prior to being diagnosed with MS. And I guess we should, before we even jump into this conversation, we should probably throw out a disclaimer, as good Niken wellness consultants always do, that any results that you or I share this morning is, I like to tell people that we have a success rate of 100% coincidences every single time somebody hooks up with some of Niken's solutions, that 100% of the time they're going to have an interesting coincidence. And on that note, though, because we're not medical professionals, we cannot make any medical claims. We just say that, you're looking for a result, well, Niken probably will give it to you if you'll get enough time, put enough agua in your body, and have a positive attitude and expect the best. So, Gary, take us back prior to August of 1980. What was life like for you?
Okay, well, just back up a little bit. I was fortunate enough to go to the Air Force Academy. I was a swimmer in at the academy. And never in my life did I ever think I'd come down with something like MS. And then starting in about 1979, I got the severe dizziness effects. And about took them a good 2 years to finally diagnose me. That was back in 1979, 1980. And so they didn't have neat MRIs back then. So they had to use a spinal tap to finally decide, okay, you son have MS. And so they say, you are retired.
Now, what were you, you said you were a swimmer with the Air Force. What were you currently doing as an occupation that you had to retire from?
Oh, no, I was working as an engineer. In fact, my last job that I was doing, when I was retired, I was teaching at the Air Force Institute of Technology.
Okay.
And that was the best and the most time-consuming job I've ever had.
Okay. So what were some of the things that caused you to say to yourself, hey, something's kind of going on in my body here. Maybe I should go get checked out and find out what this is?
Oh, well, what I could say was the initial symptoms were the severe dizziness, and first they thought it was inner ear infection, and so it took them quite a while to decide. They did all kinds of brain scans and all that stuff, and don't see anything there. And so, like I say, back then they, since they didn't have MRIs like they do today, it was the diagnosis was based on what your symptoms are, and then finally they did a spinal tap, and those are not nice.
No, and I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I like the way you say there, those are not nice. So quite an agonizing experience. So you automatically are retired from doing what it sounds like you pretty much enjoyed as an engineer and a teacher.
Yeah.
What takes place at that point?
Well, I was always pursuing different things to help my MS and help me do better and so forth. So I tried many things like bee sting therapy and many things. And then I was first introduced to the Neekin products. I was back in about the mid-1980s. I was stationed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, and good friends Jack and Loretta Myers, they were Neekin representatives, and they introduced the Neekin products to me, and I liked them, and so I bought one of the older style inserts for my shoes, and one of the old style soft magnetic seat cushion for my wheelchair, and so I was nothing dramatic, but I was just I knew they were helping me. I didn't know why, but they were helping me. And then, it's a long, complicated story, but I finally had to move up to New England. I was retired from the Air Force in 1980, and then I tried to work around Dayton for a time. And finally took a job with a company up in New England. So I agreed to move back up to New England. And that's when I was divorced from my first wife because of the MS and so on and so forth.
Gary, let me ask to kind of level the playing field here for those of us who are not, you obviously know exactly what a condition like this is like, and how it alters your existence, your day-to-day functions. You talked about putting the mag steps in your shoes, the insoles, and then also the seat cushion in your wheelchair. At what point after 1980 did you go from being vertical to sitting for most of your daytime experience? What was it that just...
In 1983, I had divorced my first wife, and then I went downhill fairly quickly, not so much from the MS, but just the devastation of that experience. But anyway, so that's one thing about MS, that they say it's, you know, very strongly stress-related, and so that was a big stress, and I had terrible headaches, and I was a real mess.
Okay.
But then, so when I came back to New England, I was very fortunate to meet my current sponsors in Neekin.
Okay.
Bill and Dottie Hendricks.
Yeah, referring to Bill and Dottie Hendricks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they reintroduced me to Neekin. And they got one of the new magnetic mattress pads for my bed.
Okay.
And that gave me a tremendous boost in my energy, sleeping on that bed, the mattress pad. And with MS, a big, big problem is your energy source. Tend to get very tired easily, and so I was thrilled by the magnetic mattress pad, and I had also purchased one of the newer magnetic seat cushions at that time, but I was clinging to my manual wheelchair. At my typical male brain, I said, oh, okay, I'm not going to go in an electric wheelchair. I'm going to cut it out and push myself around because I knew I wasn't getting enough exercise. So I said, well, at least push myself around and I'll get exercise by push my manual wheelchair. But really what I was doing was robbing my body of all its energy, and it was not a good use of your body's energy the way I was doing. I was not getting exercise. I was actually tearing down my body. And so then I got so bad, I was falling out of my wheelchair. I couldn't hold my head up. And I was just in terrible shape. So I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, Gary, I think you ought to get in an electric wheelchair. I said, well, Cindy, my wife's been telling me that for 2 years now. And so I finally got an electric wheelchair, and that electric wheelchair was then wide enough to fit the new magnetic seat cushion on it.
Okay.
So I did that. And that was the dramatic change in my health.
And how long ago was that?
That was in 2001.
Okay, so the last 10 years, the last decade, you have been... And I guess, you know, Gary, what's fascinating, because I feel like I'm more in the know because I've read the first two chapters of what's now in manuscript form of your book, that's titled Motivated and Striving Upwards, or MS Up. And you literally describe some of the, in a timeline sort, of what takes place in the life of somebody who's not only diagnosed with MS, but then what happens from that. What is the typical, or is there a set, because 31 years now, or yeah, 31 years now, that after diagnosis, what I've read thus far is really, really, not to play on words, but very uplifting to what you're going through. Your attitude is absolutely fantastic, how it's conveyed in the pages. And you talk about the power of belief and the residual benefits of not only utilizing an electric wheelchair to conserve energy, but to give you kind of an extra boost, but what takes place in the body when you're sitting on the Kinko seat and then sleeping on the sleep system. You talk about how this energy just comes back. I say all that to ask the question, what is typical for somebody with MS? Do they live a normal life expectancy, or is it accelerate and tear down the wall, the body structure, so that there's an early death,
My journey with MS is totally non-typical.
Okay. So what is typical then?
Typically, well, every case is different. And some people go downhill very quickly, and MS usually doesn't kill people. It's what the... the different things that may attack you because your body is compromised, the immune system is compromised, and so it's usually something else that kills you, but your immune system gets weaker and weaker and weaker, and then something attacks you and kills you.
Okay. So it's literally a compromise and a destruction of the immune system, and then it slowly or speedily shuts down that, and your body can't fight off what normally it would. Okay. Now, you also talked about, over time you discovered that the elimination of headaches and some of the other debilitating MS conditions, like you had first said, back in 1980 when you were first diagnosed, the dizziness.
I had terrible, terrible headaches, migraine headaches, numbness, tingling my arms and hands and feet. You couldn't touch the bottom of my feet. I'd kick you in the face because the spasticity and the nervous the reaction. It's hard for me to think back to all that stuff because they have long since disappeared.
I'm bringing back painful memories, is what you're
saying. No, they're not painful. I always look at the humor in things.
Sure. Now, for those of us who are not dealing with the condition of MS, but however we may come across people who are in the prognosis. For me, it's she's actually listening on the call. My barber. And I when I touched base with her a couple of days ago, I said, wow, I feel like now I know what you tried to describe to me by reading this book, this manuscript by Gary, because it really just, it was a great shot in the arm of what people with MS go through. What it would be kind of, we're not going to go out there and save the world. We're not going to go out there, as Dr. Bill Lampert says, I'm tired of chasing people down in parking lots and trying to, stick magnets on them or introduce them to PyMag water or, talk to them about bone health. Although, in everyday conversations, we come across and we're aware of people who are dealing with things, and maybe it's not, maybe not even MS, but other. Could I be safe to say an autoimmune disorder that, destroys the immune system?
That's what MS is.
Okay. So we have several others. Fibromyalgia, for example. Even what our middle daughter went through with, I think it's pronounced alopecia, hair loss. And kids shouldn't experience that, but it was because of stress and some other factors going on in her life. And it's the journey of being educated a little bit, not that we're all going to be masters of knowing everything about every condition on the planet, but at least knowing, hey, we've had people like Gary that have simply made the decision to introduce Nikin Solutions into their daily routine, and this is what's going on. What would be a good way from your perspective if... this next week I come across somebody in the conversation, I say, yeah, I was recently diagnosed with MS, or I've been dealing with this for, a dozen years or whatever. What's the best way, or is there a best way to say, hey, well, have you ever thought about, how would you educate us on being able to better serve people that don't know about Nikin?
Well, one very interesting, if you don't mind me getting a little engineering.
No, that's your background. I expect it.
We're not, obviously not magnetic. You can't take a magnet and stick it to your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So how do the magnets interact with your body, or why do they interact with your body? Well, your body is basically a basic term is a flexible container of moving salt water. Your blood is all salt water, and all your other body fluids are all salt, and that's a conductor. And so when you move a conductor past a magnet, you produce an electric current inside the conductor. And so my theory, backyard theory, is that sitting on this magnetic seat cushion and going down a bumpy road or a million little minute movements between me and the magnetic seat cushion, and just generating these little sparks of energy are coming in because I'm interacting with the magnets. So that's my backyard theory, why magnets are helping me, and they're giving me, they're waking up a lot of nerve fibers in my body that haven't felt anything in a long, long time, and now they're being stimulated and rejuvenated.
Okay. So it's basically, not to dumb it down, it's really no different than anything else that as far as introducing technique into people. It's just to improve the body's ability to heal itself. Just somebody who was dealing with MS or any other autoimmune disorder, they just need more healing. They just need an increase of that energy. And what you're saying is that these Nikin solutions bring that back, and they bring it back in an accelerated form, so we can move around that salt water, as you said, at a much more rapid rate.
Maybe I
dumbed it down too much from the engineer's perspective.
You have all these. Your blood flows all through your muscles, and so you're stimulating your muscles, you're just getting new energy in your muscles, and it's just helping you go about your normal life better.
Okay. So it's simply improving normal life. Okay. Gary, for those who have not been privileged like I have, and I know Dottie's in the same boat, and maybe Bill as well, to read through your manuscript, and I'm sure you've got to go through an editing process, I like the way that you don't make any medical claims, and you say, you know, you answer the question, does it work for everyone? I think near the end of chapter 2, and you're pretty clear that, you know, every person's body, and you've even stated that this morning, that every person's body is different. And you reiterate time and time again the power of belief, and that, you know, we have to change our attitude. I learned a statistic this week that by a doctor who is a bone specialist. He spent several years as a podiatrist and then 20-some years as a bone surgeon. But he talked about the fact that 25% of people that have a hip fracture, within 12 months after that experience, they're gone. They die. They pass away. Because, and he said a lot of it is because they cannot come back around, and the power of belief is they think it's a death sentence. And I had no idea, you know, that one out of four people suffer from a hip fracture pass away within 12 months. But that power of belief and expecting something good and positive to come out of it, you do a fantastic job of illustrating that. When do you have a timeline or a target that this is going to go from manuscript form to actually being printed?
Well, I don't know if I should bring this up, but maybe so. But my biggest obstacle is I'm self-publishing.
Okay.
And I'm paying for the publisher.
Sure. Okay.
So, yes. The manuscript itself is, you know, just inches away from being done, but I've got to finish my payments to my publisher.
I see. Okay. So when that takes place, we'll make sure we get everything updated, and whether it's Focus on Growth that's going to carry it, or, you know, who knows? We'll get it out there so people can read it. And I think the biggest reason is so we're informed. We're a little bit more of an understanding of the fact that, hey, what the Nikin solutions do provide is not a cure, however, just exactly the results that our family's enjoyed for the last 19 years. They can do that for everybody if they're open to receiving the benefits. Gary, would you mind if we, people are wanting to answer, field a few questions while we've got time here?
Of course, that'd be fine.
Okay. Well, those of you listening on the line, you got to take an active role now, and by simply hitting star, this is the asterisk button in the lower left-hand corner of your phone, your keypad, *6. That will demute your line, and if you've got a question for Gary, I'm sure that we can do our best to come up with an answer. So again, *6 on your phone, and let's see if Gary can answer some questions about MS or what his experience has been, and we'll go from there. And know I'm not that good of asking questions over the last 25 minutes. There's got to be something I missed. All right, we've got people on the line. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Patrick Campbell in New Orleans.
Good morning, Patrick.
My question is, to the best of your estimate, how does a person contract MS? Is this a hereditary situation, or is it some sort of a disease? Where does it come from?
Well, I haven't followed that closely, but to my knowledge, no, it's not pass it on and so forth. But there is some evidence that it's related to childhood disease, perhaps, maybe measles. And if two siblings are more likely to come down with MS than two people in general. So if one sibling has it, then it's more likely that a second sibling might have it. If it's related to a childhood disease, then it makes sense that two siblings will be subject to the same childhood disease. So I don't know that much about that aspect, but that's what I've heard. And my own experience, my sister also came down with MS, but she had other serious problems with a heart disease. She passed away.
And Gary, how long did your sister live with the condition?
I was thinking about that the other day. I think she probably, sometime in her 30s, she passed away.
Okay.
And so it was quite early, but not because of the MS. It was, that made her life more difficult, but it was because of she was a blue baby, was operated on in the 1940s.
Okay. All right. Great question, Patrick. I appreciate you asking that.
Got
some other people on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, Vance. Hi, Gary. This is Terry in Idaho.
Good morning,
Terry. Hi. I met a lady the other day who is actually having issues with vertigo. And so it just made me wonder how quickly, I know there's never any normal things, but if someone has vertigo, what else do they need to be looking for to be checked out for the possibility of the onset of MS?
Start dropping things or losing their balance, of course they may lose their balance because of the vertigo. Any tingling in their fingers or feet, hands, these are telltale signs something going on here. And fatigue was a big factor in the early years of mine. And like I said, the biggest, when they finally put me in the hospital to do the MRI, then I had the classic signs of MS, which is the double vision and slurred speech and terrible headaches and so forth. But hopefully today's, they wouldn't have to wait till you come down with a double vision kind of thing, but that is a definite sign of MS.
So what you're saying, Gary, to answer Terry's question again, is if kind of a loss of normal activity, you talked about dropping things, so stuff that's out of the ordinary, that loss of those bodily functions, it's just the normal stuff that, you know, this could be, not that we're going to go out and start, you know, self-diagnosing people at all, but we still need to listen to our bodies and be sensitive and go through a thorough process. Okay.
Gary, I have a question. This is Kimora. I have a friend with MS. When you take shots, did you take any of the shots to help with medically? Not the bee sting ones, but I don't know whether it's an Entheon type of thing or something sort of similar.
I haven't. I tried some of those, and they didn't seem to agree with me. And when I took, you know, just a magnet, and so I have a neurologist, and she told me that she has about another dozen people that she treats MS, and all of them are on those medications that they give, shots and things. Mm-hmm. And she said that I'm doing better than any of her other patients.
That's great. You would say you've gotten a better energy because you're sleeping better and all that. Any other major changes that you can notice?
Well, I don't know what the combination of reasons. Like I said, I used to have all these terrible symptoms. Now I am free of any pain in my body whatsoever.
That's awesome. Awesome.
And has that?
I think I may be partially brain dead, but
Gary, has that been kind of a combination? And again, I'm cheating because I'm referring back to what you talked about in your book, but a combination of the electric wheelchair and also the new, because the new Kinko's seat, I say new or the newer, with the equilateral design magnets is much, much different. The results are accelerated compared to what we used to have back in the late 80s, early 90s. But when you say that you're amongst the other patients of a doctor that you're seeing, you're the one that's having the best results, again, I'm just taking a stab in the dark here. It sounds like that's a combination of both.
Oh, no, I'm sure it has a lot to do with my diet.
So you're being proactive rather than...
Oh, yeah. I get away from all as much fatty food as I can. I don't smoke and do all those crazy things.
Okay. When you say, for those of us who don't understand, because any medical doctor or regular physician, when you go for an annual checkup, you know, and we know we're supposed to not eat all the fatty foods, the deep fried things, like, you know, I got to see and experience, I did not partake of them last weekend in South Carolina. It seems to be just different parts of the country. That's more likely the way that we choose to eat. But what is for somebody who's dealing with MS, a diet of fatty foods versus a diet of more, you know, vegetable and fruit-filled, of fresh, and you talk about that in your book, you know, eating salads as much as you possibly can with a wide variety of fruits and vegetables. What would happen if you can partaking of a diet filled with, you know, fat stuff?
Well, it's bad for anybody in general, but your nerves are not firing properly. Electrical signals are not getting through, and so a lot of then that just makes it all the more difficult for the signals to get through.
Okay.
Do you take a lot of the Nikon supplements? The Ciaga and stuff like that?
I take a whole handful of vitamins.
Okay.
Okay.
So I take many, many vitamins. But the MS specific drugs that I take, it's really just tizanidine, which is a muscle relaxant. And that's really the only specific drug that I take for my MS.
Okay.
One other thing is very important is water. IMAG water is definitely the best.
Thank you.
Gary, I was going to ask you about your headaches. What did you say about that earlier, about your headaches?
Oh, I used to, when I first came down with MS, a 79-80 time period, I had terrible migraines. And I had a very high sensitivity to noise. I used to have to leave the room when it got too noisy. And I had a great deal of trouble sleeping.
What did you use for, what part of the Nikan Wellness Home helped you with that?
I'm not sure but they, like I say, they've all gone away. I can't remember the last time I had a headache. I don't have any aches and pains anymore. So I'm sure a combination of things that is doing that, I'm sure Nikan is a big part of that.
Yeah, you talked about going back to, you just made the comment that water is imperative, and I don't want to go into the subject of the different kinds of water because I think we're all educated enough to know that water is not just water. We can't just go, drink water out of a river or tap water versus bottled water. I mean, the list goes on and on. And coffee is not water. Coke is not water. Pepsi is not water. Water that's been altered and put back into a natural form the way it would come out of the ground, as in the PIMAG water, and you address that in your book, it's only going to help accelerate the movement of the water and the blood in the body when it's exposed to a properly designed magnet. And I think we don't remember how imperative that is. Or maybe those of us who consume a large amount of water, as I get accused of drinking too much on a regular basis, and I will take that any day over not having enough. One of the statistics I learned last weekend from Dave Balzer, I believe it was Dave Balzer, and there's people on the line that could correct me on this one, but a 2% dehydration of the body equals 20% less performance. So I can only imagine for you that you're already struggling to get your body to perform at a normal functioning level anyways, and trying to conserve the energy. But being dehydrated, just 2% equals 20%, so it's 10 times the loss of production if we're not getting the water into the body. So it's absolutely astronomical when it comes to that. So, hey, we've got a couple more minutes, and I know there's people on the line. And if you've already asked a question, if you wouldn't mind hitting *6 again on your phone, and that'll mute your line back out.
Vance, I got a question.
Go ahead.
I have a question. This is Colleen Thomas, and I had heard or read that there was either a medical person or therapist that had tested the mag steps and mag strides on about 60 people with autoimmune deficiencies, diseases, and they found the mag strides, the people tested more positive, tested better. Have you had any experience of that, and what do you wear?
Well, I have the, I don't know what you call them, the bumpy ones.
Okay, the steps.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, and when I really dust my brain off, but when I first started using them, the bumps bothered my feet a little bit, but I got used to them. And so, That's what caused me, that was one of my first products, and that had such good results with them that I, that's why I pursued more of the mattress pad and so forth. So I don't know if I answered your question, though.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the person who did this testing said the far infrared has helped people with the autoimmune diseases. So that's why I was wondering your experience with it. And thank you.
Oh,
so interesting.
I don't know. I haven't looked into that too much, but I've just had excellent results with the inserts I use. I don't know, Donnie's on the line, she can tell me what which style I have.
So it sounds like whether you're using the mag steps with the bumps that are based on the original technology that was introduced back in 1975, or the mag strides, which are a softer, smooth surface area, they both have the same exact magnetic design. And that equilateral triangle, now I'm the one sounding like the engineer, but just the EQL, the properly designed, putting a, and I know you're going to laugh when I say this, but putting a flexible refrigerator magnet in your shoe is not going to create the results, is it? That was a question. Did I lose you, Gary?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, so someone's saying, oh, I can just put a refrigerator magnet in my shoe, and that'll give my body the energy. That's not going to work, eh?
I have a question about the body energizer. Did you have an experience with something like that?
No, but I mentioned about moving a magnet past the conductor, the electric current that's created by doing that depends on two things: the strength of the magnet, and think about 1,000 gauss is about what the body is good for, or more, but not too much more. But it's the speed also that it passes. So anything that makes the would increases the speed, say a spinning magnet, would create even a greater benefit because, you know, just that's the laws of physics, that when you move with the by spinning the magnet or the what do you call that, Vance? The device that's being asked about?
Well, any of the biaxial technology that we're putting a magnet, a high strength, you know, increase the Gauss strength of a magnet, and then we're putting it in motion, so it's spinning the ball or the magnet in different directions. Or our newer technology that's in our nature rest sleep system that we've been exposed to for the last 3 years takes a non-spinning magnet, but a series of magnets that have been encased in a plastic or a case that are turned at different angles, therefore creating the same effect of changing the structure of whatever it's exposed to, because you're throwing that magnetic field. And Dr. Peter Goldberg, if we can refer to him as a doctor because he's an expert on this subject, talks about how energy, proper energy, can throw off to 15 feet away from whatever its source is, and the bodies are true of that. And we see the same thing happen with the biaxial or the RAM technology. And but it doesn't sound like that's part of your daily routine, being in a electric wheelchair. But you could. I know Angelique, who is one of the ones that just asked one of the questions. I believe it was about your headaches, what you use, as seeing, speaking with her this week, as seeing tremendous results with the body energizer, putting it under the bed of her autistic son, Ben, and the results in just a few days' time. But that's the beauty of what NECAM's given us in any of the solutions, is we kind of experiment and play around with them and see what happens. Keep asking ourselves the questions, what have we got to lose? And if we have nothing to lose and everything to gain, then it's a win-win scenario. And, you know, that's the beauty of it. So at this point, I do want to wrap up our conversation. Gary, you have been a tremendous source of education on this subject, and I look forward to promoting, as much as we are physically able, promoting your book, Motivated and Striving Upward, when it's published. And I know in the rough form, the manuscript form, it's been a great source of education for myself. So I appreciate you sharing. I thank you, those of you who asked such great questions. I want to, again, just thank you guys for listening, and hopefully this is beneficial to everybody. So, go ahead.
Thank you, Vance, for having me on. I hope I've been a source of some value to all your listeners.
Well, I think you have, and I don't think they would argue that at all, because it's one of these things when you're not aware of what can take place. You know, again, whether it's MS or fibromyalgia, we have all these different names for different conditions, and they're all related to the body's ability to heal itself. And when the physical body starts to lose that ability, then we need to kind of give it a helping hand. And that's what NECAM has definitely given those of us who are open to it. So as a quick reminder, if you know somebody that you feel this conversation would be beneficial to them, the website to catch the recording is www.saturdayamlive.com. Spelled all out, saturdayamlive.com, and give Steve a couple hours and the recording will be up and available. And just to let you guys know that we have literally dozens, if not hundreds, of folks that every week, because of their time schedule, does not permit them to catch the call live, that they use the recording. And all you got to do is go to that website and scroll down a little bit and look for, in big, bold red letters, Gary Reed or conversation about MS or, you know, whatever, and it'll be there. And just click right on it and make sure your speakers are turned on your computer and listen away. So, again, it's SaturdayAMLive.com, and that's the website to catch the recording. So, again, Gary, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'm going to bid you farewell and say we'll look forward to getting your book out there. And have a great, fabulous weekend.
Thank you very much, Vance.
All righty. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks again for being on the call. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.